Okay, so let's do so the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, we'll get back to Torah problems, but so again, we have three problems, right? Problem with what's the idea that he loved mitzvah so much that he spent 1,000 mitzvahs on it, on the lulav? And then what's the idea he could hold the eye on Shemon Esrei? The lulav in Shemon Esrei, it's not a distraction because it's mitzvah. And because they loved it so much. And then also, what's the deal? Anshe Yerushalayim used to carry the lulav around all day long. Yeah, okay. So in order to pursue the questions we dealt with yesterday, I want to digress. And look at the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of lulav. And anyways, it's interesting, and maybe it'll help us with our questions. Okay? But we'll see. We'll just read through it. I remember it's been a little while since I looked it up, but it's very interesting anyways. So he says like this. He says, mitzvah of lulav. So you have to take these species. That's the mitzvah. He has mishar sheha mitzvah, the roots of the mitzvah. He has in every mitzvah, Sefer Chinuch, it goes into like the philosophy or the roots of the mitzvah. Okay, on every one of the mitzvahs, basically. Okay, it's very good. Hakdama. I'll give you an introduction. I already wrote to you many times in preceding parts. A person is moved by the actions which he does regularly. And his ideas and all his thoughts, so to speak, are drawn after what he does. Right? So his thoughts are, this is a theme in Sefer Chinuch a lot. Is that a person's personality is moved by his actions. Your ideas are moved by your actions. You can be a philosopher in the abstract, but your actions really move a person. So mitzvos, in tovim ra, whether it's good or bad. That's why he holds a big theme of the mitzvos. It's not just, the Torah isn't just about sitting and thinking, because the person is, the human being is such that he's moved by his actions. His actions affect him. And therefore, because God wanted to help give us merit and to help perfect us, that's why God gave us many mitzvahs. Because since man is moved by his actions, if we wouldn't have enough actions, enough mitzvahs, then we wouldn't have enough reminders, and we wouldn't be drawn after ideas enough. But the mitzvahs keep us doing actions all the time that will draw us towards ideas. Lios nafsha mispa'alas ba'am letova katamed kalyam. Thereby our soul will be thinking about these ideas all day long. Okay, so a person can look at it as a burden, but you look at it as that the opportunities, every mitzvah that we encounter is an opportunity for us to think about ideas, because a person naturally doesn't think, naturally just get involved in whatever it is that you're doing. So mitzvahs are a way so that all day long you have the opportunity to be reminded of concepts, of ideas. Okay, umechal ha-mitzvah shesivanu lahashpish machzosin ma'avodoso v'tayro yimitzvah tfilin. One mitzvah which is included that tries to draw our attention to do avodas Hashem is tefillin. V'yos munachin k'neged evari ha'adim ha'yiduim lo l'mishkan ha'seichel v'hem alev ha'mach. That they're placed near the parts of a person which are from which he thinks, which is the mind and the heart. Okay, they thought the heart was somehow involved in thought also. But basically, it's like by the fact that he has the tefillin near his primary organs, so it keeps him constantly remembering Hashem. Okay, because the real mitzvah is to wear tefillin all the time. Not just davening. And we tell Paulo that Tamid Yichad Kal Machshav Sol Tov. And since he's doing this always, so his thoughts will always be on the good. V'yizkar v'yizar Tamid Kal Hayom L'chavin Kal Ma'isa V'yosher V'tzedek. So therefore he'll remember and he'll be very careful all day long to intend to keep all his actions in line with uprightness and justice. You know? Fine. So that's one mitzvah, I guess, which just comes to mind very strongly, the wearing of his tefillin in his mind. So he says the same thing with lulav is for this idea. Okay, the mitzvah of lulav and the dal minim. The days of the holiday of the chag, the sukkahs, are days of great simcha for the Jewish people. Because it is the time where they'd gather in the produce to the house. Right, it's the end of the season where they gather in all the fruits. It's payday, right? It's a day where they're getting all their stuff, all the produce, they're yielding all the produce from all the year of the hard work. People are very happy. It's the chag of the gathering. Okay, so it's a very happy time. Very happy time for people. Okay, especially people who were successful in our agricultural year. God helps make us successful. Certainly we're going to have, if we have a big crop that year, everyone's going to be very, very happy at that time. So God commanded his nation to make a chag, a holiday on that time. To give them merit, Leos Ikar Hasimcha Lishmel, to direct so that the basis of their simcha is to God, is based upon the idea of God. Ubiyos Hasimcha Moshechas Achomer Harbe, Umeshkachas Miana Yerusal Kembaisahi, and because simcha is a kind of a thing which draws in a person's physicality, and it causes a person to forget about it for fear of God. So therefore, God commanded us to take in our hands things that remind us. Remind us that all of our hearts, simcha, is l'shem Hashem, and based upon recognition, okay, bring kavod to Hashem, that God gave us this produce. So therefore, it's God's will that reminder would be a species which makes us happy. Kumoshi ace a simcha, because it's a happy time. Kitzada kalim repev, because that makes sense. You do it. And everyone knows that these four species make a person happy, if you see them. Okay, and we don't exactly relate to that nowadays, but saying these are chosen species that really make a person happy. So the species make a person happy. He thinks his happiness is tied in because of the mitzvah, and it directs his happiness to really being happiness about Hashem and that which God gave us. Okay. Give me a second. Okay, I'll keep reading anyway. It's a little bit digressing, but it's interesting. There's another thing. The Chazal say that a person's that the species, four species, are similar to a person's limbs, his choice limbs. Esrog doma lelev. Esrog is like the heart, Shumeshkan Secha, which is the seat of the intellect. Lermo Shiavo Boro Besicha, to show you that you should serve God with your intellect. Vahalolov Lulov Domal Shedro, it's like your spine. Shehiha Ikar Shabbatim, your spine is like your essence, your backbone. Lermo Shiashayar Kolgufo Lavo Dasavarchu, to show that you should designate your entire guf to service of God. Vahadas Domalainayim, the Hadas looks like eyes. Lermo Shelo Yasarachar. But you shouldn't stray with your eyes in the time of your simcha. That's like a tendency. A person's happy, he gets carried away by his instincts. So your eyes remind you about your eyes. And the Rava is like lips. So the lips is what you complete all your actions through speech. You should like put a muzzle in your mouth or a bit in your mouth. You should be careful what you say, even in the time of simcha. In time of simcha, person has the ability to tell you, a tendency to get carried away. So the thing is, every part of him, different aspects of him, be it his mind, or his like his act, like his backbone, is like his actions, or his eyes, or his lips, he get carried away. So it reminds a person that he's to keep himself in check. It's the time of simcha, but he has to really direct all of his energies have to be checked and directed to it in the proper place. Okay, fine. So why is it only one day, in not in the Beis Hamikdash? The fishia dua ki ikar hasimcha biyom rishon. The main simcha. Everyone knows the main simcha is on the first day, right? The first day is really the biggest simcha. That's the day where you get your produce. So therefore, that's the first day. The ikar. That's why everywhere you have the mitzvah of the first day, right? So that's like you're saying, is that in the Mikdash, where it's a bigger simcha, you're happier before God, apparently extends for 7 days. But everywhere else, it's only on the highest level simcha. Highest level simcha is on the first day. He says, He says, so why in Shemini Atzeres, which is the highest simcha, the eighth day of Sukkot, do you not take lulav? The whole idea of the lulav is to remind the person that his simcha is to God. So then the eighth day, which is apparently saying is the highest simcha, like Simchas Torah, whatever, right? We see we have such simcha. So why are you going to take lulav on that? So he says, no. He says, Atshuva ki yom Shemini Atzeres kula l'Hashem. Okay, Kamosham was the Chon of Racha, Mashal, Malch, Shasa, Sudasa. Fine. So he says the nature of Shemini Atzeres, which we're not, we'll get into, but he says essentially Lashan. It's to remind the person of he's with God, and therefore you don't need any other reminder. It's not really, Shemini Atzeres isn't really for the harvest. It's a different day which is devoted for a simcha about his relationship with God, and therefore it doesn't need another reminder. Okay, different thing. He says, V'chag ha-Pesach, so why doesn't Pesach need a reminder? In Tzor Chaskar B'lulov Shai Matzah Umar Guf Shal Pesach Ben Yadav. So in Pesach you have the Matzah Umar and the Pesach will remind you. V'och Shein Uzman Simcha K'mo Chagat. Also, it's not such happiness. He says, because the happiness is really on the payday where you bring in all your produce. So that's the greatest Simcha, therefore it needs a greater reminder. He says, V'chag ha-Shavuos Gam Ken In Tzor Chaskar Acheres. Also, Shavuos doesn't need a key. Yikah Reglein Im Tzor Matan Torsinu, because it's Matan Torah. You don't need a reminder for that. Simcha of Sukkot is about Matan Torah. Zichroneinu Hagadol Yashar Kavosinu. The Torah is the greatest reminder. Zehu Anir Lish Benyan Eilu Mitzar HaPshat. This is what it seems to me from Pshat. Okay, fine. So what's his main idea? Yeah, it's basically it. He says Dinen Anua and the shaking it. Shachir L'Holach L'Havi L'Halas. So you bring put in all different directions. But Inyan Oror HaNefesh. To awaken the soul, shatiz karbeis asimcha ki akol Hashem. That he thinks that everything is Hashem. Yimailavad matavar beruchas, shakol nechol bazah. Means all the different directions, above, below, all the different directions are Hashem. So you're taking the lulav, which reminds you that simcha is Hashem, and you're shaking all the different directions, to remind you that God is involved in charge everywhere. Everything is Hashem. Okay, so what's his main idea? Right. Right, his main idea is that it's like the simcha of Sukkot. It's not like the Torah created the Chag of Sukkot and made a Yom of Simcha. It's natural. It's natural in man that it's going to be a time of Simcha. Okay, it's going to be a time of Simcha because it's the time where everyone takes their harvest, and that's a very happy time for a man. Taking all your crops, but the Torah did is that it, so to speak, took the natural. The natural holiday of a man, and it converted and directed it towards Avodas Hashem. It was recognizing that you're happy about your crops, but your crops are really from Hashem, Hashkachas Hashem, and the fact that as a mitzvah you take your produce, you take your crops, and you use it for a mitzvah and for saying Shevach and Hodul Hashalel and Hashem, all these different things, so thereby it causes you to think you're happy about your produce. This produce is really Mei Hashem, and therefore your simcha is not just a simcha about that you're a good farmer, but it's your simcha that God helped us and gave us a good produce. And God relates to us, and that's an idea of Hashkacha, the Chai Yisrael. And that's why the mitzvah is to always take it. Take it all, that's what he says, to always hold it. So you're always thinking in the time of the simcha, you're reminded of the fact that this simcha is all based upon your recognition of God. Right. Okay, so far so good. So now let's turn to our questions, right? So one question was, it says that Yisrael Gamliel, he bought the Lula for 1,000 zos. So Tosis showed us that in general, in a mitzvah, you're not really chayav to do that. It's also Bava Kama. In general, a person's not chayav to do it for mitzvahs. And here also, a person's not chayav to do it for mitzvahs. That's why it's a special thing, or Gamliel did it. So, the question is, so why did he do it? In general, you're not supposed to do things like that. It's like in stucca, a person's like wasteful if you just spend too much on a mitzvah. It's for the system, and you're chayav, but you're only chayav to go so far. Right? So, what's your middle doing? Why is he doing it? Why is he doing more than that? And it's potter, he's potter. Can't afford it. Right? It's too much money. You see, it says, because he shows you how common Mitzvah Chavivas are. How he loved the Mitzvahs. What does that mean, that he loved the Mitzvahs? So that's that idea. Yeah. Okay, so I think the idea just follows from what I'm saying. It's like in mitzvos, see, mitzvos, there's two levels in which mitzvos exist. On the one hand, mitzvos are like laws. And you're chayiv in a mitzvah. There's an idea of a chayiv in a mitzvah. Okay? And in terms of your chayiv in a mitzvah, your obligation, so you're only obligated to spend up to a certain amount of money on a mitzvah. You're not chayiv to spend thousands of dollars on a mitzvah. The obligation doesn't go so far. Fine. And therefore, the guys on the boat, or whatever, in such an instance where the only lulav was $1,000, nikar din, halachically, they're exempt. They can't do it. See, but then mitzvos are opportunities for perfection. They're vehicles of perfection. It was, for instance, lulav was a tool of a person being happy and recognizing the happy, you know, his being happy, that having, directing a simcha, his relationship with God, the fact that God relates to man, and supports man, gives him his needs. And the mitzvah of lulav is like the Sefer Chinuch says, is a mitzvah which is like a reminder in a concrete way of that idea. And it moves the person's energies towards the directs his simcha in a way that just pure thought alone doesn't accomplish towards thinking about a simcha before God. So therefore, the Gamliel really appreciated that. And he understood that. And he valued that. And that was worth a lot of money for him. Okay, and even though, in terms of halachically, he's probably, it's not like if it wasn't sukkahs, I mean, you can't take it on a random day of the year, or you can't do something that's not the mitzvah. It's not going to take a lulav, which is possible. But it is the mitzvah of sukkah, a lulav, which is Torah's mamachayev you to go that far. But since he was mekam mitzvahs chavivos lav, he loved mitzvahs, means that he truly recognized, and it was a reality to him, the great benefit that mitzvahs would provide him, and therefore he went above and beyond. He spent that money. He spent that money for it. Because it's showing you how chav the mitzvah was to him, that he even did it even though there was a p'tor, an exemption. Right? But the average person isn't at that level. I mean, you have to really appreciate mitzvah. You know, to, like, you could do it, you could force yourself, and you could fake it. But I mean, I don't think that's what it's talking about. I mean, the person, we follow the system, there's a p'tor. Person has to know his limits, start going broke because of the mitzvahs, that would be wrong in general. Person is not that kind of a person. But I mean, for him, it was really, he had appreciation of mitzvah that it was worth it for him. Okay? So, I mean, I think it's interesting because, like, I think it's important idea that we could make such a mistake. Is that it's like a double-edged sword in a certain sense, halacha. He's like, on the one hand, I've heard Rabbi Meir talk about this, that on the one hand, like, halacha is a very precise system, and it's very scientific, and you have to follow the law to that degree. You can't push it at all, and you can't just feel religious and let the law slide. There's a rigorous halachic system. But and it's science of halacha. But oftentimes we could get carried away and we could lose sight of the idea of the objective of the mitzvahs. The objective of the mitzvahs is the perfection which the mitzvahs provides us. So a person gets so caught up in the technical details of mitzvahs, but he forgets and he loses sight of the benefit of mitzvahs. So it's not really, it's not worth it. I'm not saying you just do that. I'm not saying not do the mitzvahs. But sometimes you get carried away with the particulars and doing everything exactly 100% properly, and you end up forgetting about the benefit of the mitzvahs. So yeah, it's important. Yeah. So he's saying here, technically speaking, in terms of the Tzoros Mitzvah, he's Pater. Pater's Pater. But he saw it as an opportunity and he wanted it. He went for it. Okay? So maybe now we can talk about Anshe Yerushalayim. So Anshe Yerushalayim used to carry on the lulav all day long, right? What does it say? It says this was their minhag. They'd walk out of the house, they'd be holding the lulav. They'd go to shul, they'd be holding the lulav. They read Shema, they daven, they'd be holding the lulav. They'd read the lane and do chutzkahan, and they'd have to put down the lulav on the floor. Then they went to visit the sick, and to visit the people who are mourning, the mourners. They'd be holding the lulav. Then they went to the base medrash to learn, and then they sent the lulav home with their family. They said, you can't learn with it. Okay? Because then you're thinking. When you're thinking, it's gonna, you're going to drop it. You can't be holding the lulav and thinking. So it says, right? So it says, it teaches you how there was reason for mitzvahs. They were careful about mitzvahs. So the question we ask is, what do you mean? But yotzei the mitzvah the second you pick it up in the morning. Right? You pick it up, yotzei. So, right? You can't make a bracha anymore. So, what do you mean there's a reason for mitzvahs carrying around all day long? It just sounds like, what are they doing? They're just holding it all day long. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah's done. The Rambam is in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin, Al-Chav Dalet. Ka'achayim menag b'Yushalayim. This is the menag b'Yushalayim. Yotzei adam y'beisa, sha'achos lulav b'yado. You walk in the house in the morning with a lulav in his hands, and achos like Nesas, muspal, but b'yado, you got a daven in his hands. Yotzei b'ikar cholim, and achamil b'yado, you go to visit the sick, and the mourners, and save in his hands, and shenaz mizh, shenashach l'beis, b'yabon, b'yado, and then he'd send it home with his kid, or his servant. The same thing, basically. Exactly the same thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk. So again. So okay. So Sammy's saying good. Right. This mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is that it's a day of it's a happy day, and there's an idea that in your happy day, it's clear to you. So it's very good with the chinuch, I think, is that there's an idea that a person should not get carried away with his happiness and forget that his happiness is based upon God, and that's the mitzvah of lulav, is to remind the person of that. You know, it's true halachically the way the Torah set that up is a mitzvah of mitzvah lulav. You can't have a tzura of a mitzvah that you have to hold it all day long. It's not, I don't know if you could, but you didn't do that. Lulav tefillin, you have to wear it all day long. I guess you could wear something, but I mean, the idea of the lulav is a maisa lekicha, kaptam lechem. But the concept is that it's your simcha is directed towards God through the fact that you're holding your lulav and your lulav nesrog, and that really moves the person and keeps the simcha in the right perspective. It allows them to remember to remember, to not lose himself. So the second is, the Anshei Yerushalayim saw the idea and the benefit of mitzvah lulav, and they said, even though technically speaking they fulfilled the mitzvah, but it's still sukkah, so it still doesn't matter the mitzvah, so the mitzvah is still relevant, it's still the chagas sukkos, it's still the simcha of the chagas sukkos, and simcha of the chagas sukkos should be simcha l'Hashem. So they used the mitzvah, which the Torah set up, as a vehicle of being able to keep their mind on the mitzvah. I don't think that you can't do it after sukkah, so it's over, but it still is a man of mitzvah, so apparently you can still hold it. Since the mitzvah is, it directs your idea and your energy to God, and your simcha to the God, so apparently they hold that it's a component of the chag. That's why it's good that the chinuch is learning, that the mislulah is really like a component of the chag. Directs the it's a kiyum in the simcha chag that directs it to God. So since simcha chag went on all day, so they carried around with them all day, and that's this reason of a mitzvah. So it could be his reason. Where do you see his reason of a mitzvah? So it's kind of his reason of a mitzvah. Where else do you have his reason? His reason of the mitzvahs. Anyone? I mean, you have his reason like doing mitzvahs. That his reason to do mitzvahs earlier. That's why he says it's a mitzvah to do bris milah the first thing in the morning, early in the morning. His reason to do mitzvahs quickly. I think it's also a good idea. As the person who values the mitzvah, you don't waste time. You don't put it till later. You delay things, which you don't hold value. As far as the person really values the perfection of it, so he'll be very concerned about it. He'll do it right away. He'll be involved in it as long as he could, as much as he could. So saying that's what the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. And the Rambam's bringing it down. It could be to show us, even though there's not a lot that you have to do that. But if we're just trying to show us the nature of the mitzvah lulav is a mitzvah, it could be specifically here because it's not just a ma'aseh mitzvah, but it's a component of the chag, the simchas chag. So as long as the simchas chag goes on all day, so it's a kiyum of keeping the proper mindset in the simchas chag. To answer Danny's question, you know, you wouldn't have, I don't know if you necessarily have this by a regular ma'aseh mitzvah, you know. What are you doing? You can extend it once you have no mitzvah. But here it's the ma'aseh mitzvah, but it's a kiyum of the simchas chag. And it puts in the right mindset, so that keeps on going. And I think what Danny said is good, is that when they're learning, is look, bottom line is the part of the day is learning. It's like Chatzil Hashem. So the part of the day is learning, and you're simply learning involves thinking and concentration. and about abstract halakhic ideas, and you're holding the thing, it takes away from that. You get a drop of the lulav. If you learn properly, you can drop the lulav, and if you're holding the lulav properly, you're not going to be able to think of it. In the thought, the learning demands that you totally lose yourself. This is physical, and, you know, you enter a different world. So, I mean, it's not going to undermine us. And especially, the whole thing is, it's trying to, as far as you're involved in the simcha in the world, well, forget that. But the idea is that the learning is just not possible. So that is something else. Just like also they did it this year, they did duchen. The Kohanim, you know, they did Ruch's Kohanim. What do you need? You can hold the Ulu and do Ruch's Kohanim. It's not going to work out. So I mean, it doesn't mean like they have to do it all, you know, but it means as much as they could, they did it. One more question, right? So the last thing is, I skipped one, which is the thing about the davening. They're holding it during davening. So it says they used to hold it during davening. Because you could argue, it's just like you can't hold it during learning, you could argue you shouldn't hold it during davening. Because davening, the halacha is, you're not allowed to hold things during davening. Because you're worried, maybe they're going to drop. Right? And they bring down, there's a good halacha, people don't know it, but I think they bring that you shouldn't hold your kid during davening also. People like bring their kids to shul and hold them, but it's really, I mean, it takes away your concentration, and I think it's what they shouldn't do it. So, but I don't know, so I don't think people know it so much. I mean, sometimes you have a choice, because the choice is not to bring a kid who you have to hold to shul. But if you do, then you should somehow work it out that you put them down for davening. Yeah. Okay, so this says the halacha is you're not supposed to hold things during davening. Alright, that's open. So it says, so how'd they hold the lulav during the davening? It's very nice they want to hold it. It says you shouldn't hold a tefillin because you're worried you're going to drop it and it'll ruin. You shouldn't hold money, you're going to lose it. You shouldn't hold a glass, so it'll break. Alright, so all these things. You shouldn't hold bread because it'll get ruined. So I say, you shouldn't hold your lulav because you're worried you're going to drop it. So the more answer is no. He says, because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah. Alright. So what is mitzvah? So Rashi says, first of all, tefillin is also mitzvah. But he says, yeah, but tefillin is not a mitzvah to hold them. They're a chavtish on mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah to hold it. So basically, you're holding it, and it's annoying. It's heavy. It's a burden. You're bothered. You're a torah carrying it. It's heavy. And you have to guard them and hold them. So therefore, it's a distraction. But here, the mitzvah is the mitzvah in holding it. So since the mitzvah in holding it, it's chaviva mitzvah love, beloved to you. So therefore, the carrying it and the guarding it is not heavy for you. And it's not tired. You don't get tired. Doesn't distract you. But the question is, I mean, is it heavy or is it not heavy? Right? Do you have to hold it so it doesn't drop, or do you not have to hold it so it doesn't drop? You know, like, what's the... I mean, isn't this like physically holding something is holding something? So who cares that you love it? Why is you holding the thing and you have to guard it that it doesn't drop? To pay a certain amount of attention about holding on to the thing. Right? So isn't that saying that's distracting and you can't get down while you're doing that? It's funny, the Rambam brings it down, he says the reason why the lulav is because it's mitzvah sayam. Actually, I think it goes with that, what we're saying, but he says the reason why you could hold the lulav during davening is because it's mitzvah sayam. This is in a tefillah. Hey. It says, I'm a spalal who be lula biyadu bimos achag, mimei shehi mitzvah sayam. Because it's the mitzvah sayam. Okay, so what? It's mitzvah sayam. And also you have that question. What do you mean? You're ready to pick it up, you yotze? So you daven with it. Pick it up earlier. And to hold it the whole day. Right, it supports that idea that we were learning that. He means that it's the yom, it's the mitzvah of the yom. All the yom is a mitzvah, really. It's mitzvah of the yom, it's the mitzvah of the chag. Qualifies the chag. But still, so what's the idea? What's the idea about the kavana? Yeah, correct. Okay, good, then it's good. It's like the idea of that it's a distraction and it's heavy. So, I mean, heavy in a certain sense, even though heavy sounds like a physical thing, it is psychology to heavy. For instance, if you have to carry around a baseball bat all day long, you'll say, you have to carry a baseball bat, you say it's heavy. But a baseball player is holding a baseball bat, he doesn't say it's heavy, because that's what he's doing, he's using the bat. That's exactly what he wants to be doing. So the idea of like heavy is like a distraction, is where you're holding something that you don't want to be holding. What am I doing? I'm just holding these tefillin. So I have to think about holding tefillin. I have to worry about not dropping them. I'm just trying to daven. I'm not trying. Why am I holding tefillin for? I'm holding a baby. Why am I holding a baby? I'm davening right now. I don't want to. So it's like, insofar as you're not involved in the thing, it diverts your energy. You're involved in one activity, and then you're holding something else. It's a tiro. It's annoying, and then it starts getting heavy. Oh, I have to hold it. There's like, it's like, then psychologically you start getting distracted by it. You start feeling, oh, it's, I can't hold it anymore. It's getting heavy. It's this, it's that. But I mean, insofar as it's something you want to hold, then it takes much longer. I mean, look, there is a physical reality when something gets heavy. You know, but that reality kicks in much later than when you want, you know. Like, for instance, I don't know if this is the best example, but like a mother holding her baby gets tired much later than someone else holding her baby. Because, you know, the mother wants to hold her baby. She enjoys holding her baby. So it doesn't, it gets heavy. Yeah, after an hour or a half hour, whatever, it gets heavy. But it takes very long. Someone else is holding it. After 5 minutes, they say, wow, this baby's heavy. You know, so easy to carry a baby. Yeah, but because you don't want to be holding the baby, you want to go back to the mother, so it starts getting heavy. It starts getting distracting. So I want to do something else. So the idea of the heavy and the distraction is based upon that it's extraneous. But in the tefillah, the whole idea of lulav is there's a simcha on the chag, and the simcha is a simcha which is supposed to be tied in with your recognizing of God, and the lulav keeps your simcha, directs your simcha to God. So it's a vehicle of keeping your attention on God, and in tefillah, you're involved in giving shavach to God, amongst other things, about the chag. And the whole thing is the whole kavan of tefillah is thinking that you're only with Hashem. So what better vehicle in the midst of this is on this yom, there's a chafza which directs your attention towards God. That's the nature of the chafza, that it makes you think that the simcha is not just a happiness, but it's a happiness about God. So therefore it's an enhancement, and it's a tool, a vehicle of the yom, in the yom, of thinking about God. So that's not going to be a distraction, and it's not going to get heavy. I mean, it depends. If you don't care about the mitzvah, you don't appreciate it, then in chanami, it would get heavy. But I mean, in general, if a person really recognizes what the lulav is, it's not going to get heavy. Physically, it's not that heavy. It's only a few minutes. And psychologically, on the contrary, it is. It's a tool in his tefillah. In his kavanah, it's a tool in his kavanah. But holding tefillin aren't a tool in your kavanah. What are you holding tefillin for? It's nothing to do with your davening. You're just having to be holding tefillin. On the contrary, you're just thinking, I hope I don't drop these things. So then it starts getting distracting. So it's interesting is that the idea, it's an interesting point, you have to think about it, but the idea of heavy, and there's physically heavy and there's psychologically heavy. They're not the same thing. The idea of the holding for davening, I mean, of course, if it's physically heavy, then it's going to be too much. So you can't get 50 pounds of weight, even if it's a mitzvah, it doesn't matter. But there's an idea of a heavy is getting heavy, which is based upon a certain, the fact that you don't want to be holding something starts making it much heavier much earlier. There's a certain tiny amount of pain, but a person doesn't like pain, so if it's something he's not interested in doing, so he complains about the tiniest amount of pain. If it's something he wants to have, that tiny amount of pain, he just forgets about it. It's irrelevant. You know, and it enhances his feeling. That's the thing he means, right? I think Rashi says, it's chavah. He says something about chavah, right? He says, how tells you to kill the mitzvah? Tok shechav, viva mitzvah, love, ain't masal shmer kavay, love, otar, because he loves it. He's happy about holding it. Apparently he knows that you need the positive. You need a positive benefit to the holding, such that it works, then you don't, because it is a certain amount heavy. But if you love it, then you overlook that, if you're happy about it. If you value the mitzvah, well, that will help you. So that's what Anshei Yerushalayim, they held it during Dafne, because it helped them. But it's not going to help you learn. Learning it can, it's not going to help you. See, davening is an idea, you're saying words, and you're thinking about God. So there's content, thinking about God. Davening isn't an activity where you're involved in abstract, like, creative thinking, you're thinking about the words that you're saying, and you're thinking about God, and it's talking about God, and you're thinking about God. You don't have to, like, enter a world of abstract thought where you lose yourself. And you're thinking about God, and this is how you're thinking about God. But in you're doing learning, so you're trying to come up with you're trying to define abstract logic set of structures, so then that distracts a person, can't do that. It doesn't help a person. It doesn't help a person in that regard. On the contrary. He'll get involved in the learning, and then he's going to forget the lulav, and he's going to drop it. And if he tries to hold on to the lulav, he's going to end up, he's not going to be able to learn. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's not just mitzayom. It's because the nature of the mitzayom is a mitzvah about which is about the simchas hayom and directs it to God. I mean, another one doesn't say all that. But I mean, if you'd just be holding matzah in your hands while you're, I don't know if that would work, you know, on Pesach. I'm not sure if that would work, or maror. You know, I don't know if that would do it. What? Yeah, right. Well, it's mitzvah yom to hold it, I guess. And mitzvah yom to hold it is, I mean, that itself is a kiyum of, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to know. You'd have to come up with a different mitzvah to hold it on the yom, and then and probably it's a good chance that mitzvah would also be an idea to think about God, you know? But, I mean, it's true. The simple pshat is what Rashi is saying. It's not a mitzvah to hold it. It's not a mitzvah to hold it. So, I mean, you have other mitzvahs, but it's not to hold it. As long as it holds it, then it's extraneous. So you're holding it is a distraction. But you're eating and you're doing, you know, that wouldn't be. I mean, it is true that, so I was mentioning, it's not, they're not really saying this point that it helps your kavana. They're just saying is that since it's a mitzvah and it's chaviv to you, therefore it's not heavy psychologically. Is that you want to be holding it, it has a value to you, and there's a kiya, you know, there's a benefit, it's chaviv to you, so therefore you don't feel like it gets heavy. It doesn't bother you. And it's not mentioning the fact that it helps you. I mean, I think it's true that it helps you. Maybe that's the idea by Anshei Yerushalayim, that they specifically did hold it. This is just saying it's not a problem of holding it, the fact that it's distracting, because it's not heavy. It's not psychologically heavy, it's only when you don't like it. But when you don't like it, when you're happy to hold it, then it's not psychologically heavy for you. So that's fine, that's true. So as long as it's a mitzvah to hold it, and you love it, you love it, so therefore it's not going to distract you. But that still wouldn't say you should hold it for tefillah. But the reason why you should hold it for tefillah is because the positive idea that it helps direct you towards God. Right? So I think they're both true, but I think you're right. In terms of the why it's not an isser, that stage of Gemara is why it's not an isser. So that's the thing, is that's why it's not an isser. Yeah, I mean, Marbar Bar Amemar said that to Rav Ashi, he said, my father used to daven with it. Right, that's right after the idea of Kama Mitzvah Chavirusel. It says, it was so Chavir Tripping Amliel that he bought 1,000 bucks. And then it says, oh, Maravir says, my father used to daven with it. That's how Chavir, it was even that Chavir to him. So then he asks the question, Rashi says, Mitoch Shay Mispalbo, he loved Yadam, he wrote Chibaso Love and Mispalbo. Since he loved it so much, you daven with it. So I said, what's that idea? So he loved it so much, you daven with it. What's the idea? So since he loved it, means it helped him think about God, that he was even daven, even when he davened, he'd hold on to it. It would help him in his davening. But he says, yeah, but it's why isn't it a distraction, the Gemara asks. So he says, no, that's not a distraction, because it's a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, because it's not psychologically heavy, because he loved it. I mean, I wonder if it would be dependent upon the person, you know? I don't know, the Ram doesn't bring it down that way, but I mean, the average person nowadays isn't that happy about holding the lulav. Could argue it would be a distraction. I mean, it could be this little plug, they set up, but I'm just saying, it's hard for us to relate to that level, you know? Yeah.